Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fresh in the Table Talks. I'm your host, Oscar Perez, and today we're joined by two very special guests who have each worked extremely hard and diligently these past 4 years here at Tech in order to get to where they are now. They each have many accomplishments and have pushed themselves to get involved and lead by example to many and all around campus. They have done so whilst also ensuring they focus on school and didn't stray from their original purpose of coming to college, which is to get that degree. I'm sure both of them can agree, as long as their past 4 years were, it feels like it went by in a flash looking back at it now. This episode will highlight both of them and their past 4 years. If you could, please introduce yourself, your major, year, what all you're involved in or were previously involved in, and anything else you'd like the audience to know.
My name is Allie Davis. I am a senior journalism and public relations major. I am currently the Secretary of Culture and Belonging for the Student Government Association. I also write for The Architect, host a radio show, and I work on the sports show. And I do a bunch of other stuff that's a lot to get into right now.
My name is Israel Flores, but 99.9% of the population call me Izzy. So really, you'll hear both names. I'm a senior. I'm from Clarksville. I'm a nursing major, and I did the new student orientation the past 2 years. Is really rewarding. I'm also a part of the Student Nursing Association, where all the nursing students get together and just talk about school stresses. But other than that, I'm just a first-gen student, and I go to work, and I do what I can to be involved in campus when I can.
And a quote we want to share with you all today is, "Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land among the stars." Norman Vincent Peale. Now, let's get started. So, first to start off, since graduation is literally right around the corner, in fact, Izzy, from today's date, is graduating exactly a month. In a couple hours. So, what are your thoughts about graduation, since it's literally, like, 4 weeks away, a month away?
Feels like just yesterday, we were scared. I was scared to come to orientation, because I was like, what's orientation? What's college? What's all this? Like, what am I going to expect? So now it's like, bro, it's been 4 years.
I feel like the first couple of years, you feel like you're like dragging your feet and they like last forever. And then your senior year is like, you blink and it's like over. And I feel like I've been reliving a lot of like my freshman year and thinking back on going to all of the events for the last time and thinking back on all of that. And it's really nostalgic, a little scary, but exciting too.
Sometimes you wish you could go back and do more. Be like, dang, it's been 4 years. I want to go back and give me a little bit more time so I can do more things that will make me feel more complete.
That's how I feel like right now. Yeah, that's how I feel like right now. Just this year in general has gone by in a flash. And maybe that's because I've done more than I did last year. But I'm just like, when did my freshman year happen? Like, when did the last semester happen? When did March and all these past months have happened? Like, where did the time go?
Sometimes I don't remember what happened last week, and I'm just like, present week, whatever, and here we are.
Yeah, they're like, what did we do last week? And I'm like, and then they're like, we did this freshman year. I'm like, that was 4 years ago.
Sometimes I still feel like whenever freshmen come on, I'm like, dang, I'm old. Like, that was me. Like,
yeah, the back problems, the knee problems.
How we feel is
the stress. But it's also like, dang, they're going into all this. Good luck to them, but we're out of here.
Yeah. Over the past 4 years, what would you say are some of your favorite memories that you've made here?
I think one of my biggest favorite memories is when I stepped out of my box and finally decided to try out for the new student orientation. And that really was a big experience for me, and especially was very more the time of it made me more available to it, because during school, nursing school is just nursing school, and so I didn't have as much time as I would like to do other things. And so orientation really gave me that college experience, even though it was before school actually started. It gave me that college experience to be able to enjoy in what I wanted to do. But I think the whole experience from those 2 years, really, if you gather it up into one big old experience, that's the main thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's a rough one. I also really enjoyed my time as an orientation leader. I was an orientation leader my junior year, and I really, really had a great time doing that. And I think I've just done a lot over the last 4 years, and I've made a lot of friends, which is really, I think, the most special part of it, is I've gotten to know a lot of like lifelong friends that are really important to me, and all the things that we've done together, birthday parties, being around one another, and like studying together, even just in the library, like that is a really vital part of my core memories of college.
especially as a nursing student, you know, you go with the same people in your class from like your second semester of your sophomore year all the way till you graduate. So those people are like your family. You'd be like, hey, what are you doing next week? Hey, what are you doing this week? You know, you do everything basically
clinicals,
with them.
Clinicals.
Every clinicals with them. You cry at clinicals. You have fun at clinicals. You rant about clinicals. So, you know, they're just the friendships that you build is something that you didn't think you would.
Yeah, I feel like even in like public relations, we have those groups that we go through, like PR principles, and then we go on to PR projects with one another. And it's like we celebrate with each other, we commiserate with each other, we like we do everything together because that's just the group you go through with, and it's really special.
For me, I think that's how I've bonded with a lot of my classmates this past year. It's just like calculus 2 and then like circuits 1. It's like terrible. It's so bad. That's how we like bond, is the fact that we're all doing so bad in that class.
Yes. For our last day before we went on our 84-hour preceptorship, which lasts a month, we all threw a party for our last day of class, and so we all just partied it away during class and everything. We just all enjoyed ourselves and said goodbye, see you in a month. See you on April 22nd.
If you could relive any of these past 4 years, so like your freshman, sophomore, junior, senior year, which one would you want to relive?
None.
That's so real.
But no, in seriousness.
Oh, I think I'm probably gonna go maybe like junior year, because I feel like that's the year that like you're so strong in your program that you're doing the things that you really love doing, but you're also like you're not quite at that finish line yet, so you're not like checked out at all, but you're also like an adult. You're not like freshly 18, don't know how to do your laundry. You're a full grown adult and you're with all of your friends, and like I said, you're doing the things that you love doing. And I was just, that was a really involved year in school for me, and I had a lot of really great memories. So I'd say maybe I would do my junior year again.
Yeah, I think yeah, I'd be my junior year, because that's the year that I stepped out of my box. And that's really what started helping me feel more like myself. Freshman year was more of like in a cage, like scared to do things, scared to do anything. But junior year was really rewarding in so many ways. And I think that one was the best. Also because I had clinicals at Arkansas Children's and I loved that so much. So that was the big.
So I'm sure there have been many roadblocks along the way. But what would you say has been your biggest block or challenge that you have faced? And how did you overcome it, or what are you doing now to overcome it?
I think the biggest roadblock for me would have been that I'm first gen and I'm the oldest of 5 coming from a single parent, and that, you know, just coming into college thinking, oh, you know, I can't do this. You know, I'm just a first gen. Nobody's ever been to college in my family. I don't even know what I'm doing, you know. At first, I'm like, I'm going to go to nursing, but I'll probably fail or drop out or something. Because, you know, coming as a first-gen student, you don't really believe in yourself that much. But just how I overcome it, I just told myself, if I can do hard things, I can show my siblings that they can also do hard things. And that really, too, if I can finish nursing school and college, they can see those things and be like, okay, big brother did it. I think I can go do those things, too. And just be an inspiration, be helpful for them and their future and everybody's future, really, just anybody.
Yeah, I think for me, one of the biggest roadblocks that I had was also being first gen and coming in and also not really knowing what I wanted to do coming in here. So I thought I had such a clear idea of like, oh, I'm going to teach. I'm going to be a teacher. And that just completely hit a 180. And if you want to go by technicality, I've changed my major 5 times. If you want to go by technicality, I've had a couple mislabels that I've had to readjust, or we've done some long processes of slowly transitioning me out of education into public relations. But that was a little bit of a roadblock for me, because, you know, you do that thing of like, I'm going to completely change, so I don't know if I'm going to graduate on time. I don't know if that's going to add on semesters that I wasn't prepared for. And, you know, whenever you're a first-gen student and you don't really know how a lot of things happen, you're like, well, what does that mean for my FAFSA? What does that mean for where I live? What does that mean for when I get out of here and when I get a job? And it feels daunting, but I kind of just had to find where my priorities lied on that situation, and that was that I wanted to do what was something that I loved doing and what was going to make me fulfilled in my adult life. And my priority was that I was going to get out of here in 4 years, even if that meant that I was going to take some summer classes. I did that, and I'm graduating on time. believe me. But I would say that, like, if you're ever considering making that change, being fulfilled is more important than being on time.
Yeah, I think that's one of the big things about nursing school, too, is, you know, if you don't get in the first time, you're like, roadblock, and I either got to change my degree or wait another semester, graduate a semester ahead. And so, you know, I think that's one of the big things in nursing school, too, that can mess with some people, too.
I think that's a big challenge, just like with first-generation students just as a whole, because since we're like the first, like, in our family to do it, we have that pressure of, like, we need to finish on time, or, like, this needs to be done this way, or it needs to be done this way. But that's just because we don't have any guidance and we're kind of like on our own, because our parents also don't know like what exactly we're supposed to do. And so it's always a struggle just for first generation students in general, because we have multiple pressures of like finish on time, like pass all your classes the first time, know what you want to do when you go into college for the first time, know what you want to do and stick with it. So it's like a lot of different things that pressure falls onto first generation students. And that's kind of how I am. It's like, oh, I need to pass this class. Yes. I need to pass this class. I can't be like a semester behind everybody else. I need to catch up, or like, you know, stuff like that. I got to keep up pace with like with my degree plan and stuff like that. So
you always feel like you're like not as smart as or prepared as the other students, because everyone else is like, you know, they have parents that go to college and they know what they're doing. You're like, okay, how did you do that? Like, wow.
Yeah. Or like if like you're the only child and you're first generation student, or you're the oldest child and you're the first like first generation student, it's like you don't have anybody else to look up to, because some of the people by Arkansas Tech's definition of first generation, your brother could have came here, or your older sister could have came here, and you would have had some guidance because you could go to them because they've been through it. But if you're like the only child and you don't have any older siblings that went to college, or you're the oldest child and you're having to be that role model for your younger siblings, then it's kind of like you're also still, you're still on your own, because you don't have anybody to go to for support or to really guide you on what to do.
Yeah, I'm actually the first person in my family to traditionally graduate high school. So college was a big open world of a lot of possibilities that I did not understand coming in. And so I went through a lot of like hardships getting through, like my freshman year I failed a class, and I did not expect to fail that class based off of like the way grades were going in and things like that. But it was a real like hit to the gut and like a hit to my ego. But then I had to like sit down and realize like, it's okay. You can retake it. You will live. All is fine. And I retook it, and I got an A the second time around, which pretty proud. But it's really hard whenever you don't know anything coming in. And like I said, I was the first to traditionally graduate high school, but I was also the youngest in my immediate family. So I didn't have like younger siblings to like be like, oh, I've got to be the motivator for those people. It was more of like, I have to do this for me. And so finding that self-motivation and that self-love to carry yourself through school is something that's really, really valuable, so that you can actually do the things that are best for you in your future.
So in a way, I'm the same as her. I was the first to graduate high school, and I didn't think I was going to go to college, to be honest with you. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to go to college. Why am I going to go to college? Spend money, waste my money. I'm not going to go to college. But AT was like, hey, come to college. And I was like, hey, you got it.
What is something that you wish you did sooner rather than later, like as a student? It can be either going to the library more often, or like having certain study habits, or budgeting. Like, what's just something in general that you wish you did sooner rather than you did later?
I would say the getting involved part, because I tried my freshman year, because coming out of high school, I was very involved. And so I tried my freshman year. I was like, okay, let's go for SGA, you know, let's see how that goes. And, you know, I didn't make it my freshman year because, you know, you're a freshman. And I was like, that really like kicked me down. And so I was like, you know what, we're just not going to do anything. And then, but my junior year, I was like, you know what, I'm tired of not doing anything. Let's do something. And so that's when I started to pick it up and just do more around campus. And so I think that's something that I wish I would have picked up, not let my freshman year dictate those 2 years that I wasted, really.
Yeah, I think that I'm also going to say that I wish I would have gotten more involved sooner. I was also really heavily involved in high school. I was on like student council and I did a bunch of stuff like that. So I kind of came in feeling a little burnt out and a little like separated from being involved. I was like, I'm going to focus immediately on school and it's all academics and it's all academics. But, you know, research shows that like the more involved you are in school, the more likely you are to follow through with your degree, and the more likely you are to get better grades. So I think that I was missing that bit of support of being glued, like, what's the word that I'm looking for? Being, like, tied in with the university. Mm-hmm. And so I think that I wish I would have taken my freshman year to, like, dip my toes into the water, because in sophomore year I jumped headfirst into the pool. So I wish I would have gotten a little more familiar with the waters in my freshman year, but I'm happy where I ended up. Yeah,
I tipped and then I went nope and then I went back.
I definitely dipped my feet in the water last year, like my freshman year, and now I'm on my sophomore year and I'm like all over the place. So it's like I went from just like putting my feet in the water to just full standing it, diving completely in, and now I'm doing all this sort of stuff. So
see, that's what I think for is so good for first gen students, is because, you know, you come and you have no idea what you want to do, you have nobody, you have nothing, especially when you come from like a place southwest, like, I don't know, Texarkana, you know, barely, not many people come from Texarkana, and so, you know, you like don't have anybody. And I think, you know, a first gen student getting involved really helps them feel more involved, makes them feel more at home, and I think just helps your mentality as well.
I think so. Plus, it gets you out of your comfort zone, because for me, like, y'all, both of y'all said y'all were involved in the high school and stuff. Me, I wasn't involved whatsoever. Like, I was, like, in Beta Club and, like, National Honor Society and, like, all this stuff, but, like, I didn't really do too much apart from, like, the required service hours. I didn't do, like, student council or anything. I just did high school soccer, and that was it. And so when I came to college, I was expecting to do the exact same thing, just like go play soccer every now and then, and then like not be involved, just like go to school, go to class, get good grades, and that was it. But then, I mean, luckily I had someone there to kind of like push me out of my comfort zone and like get me out there, and now I'm here doing this podcast.
Yeah, I think it was also difficult for me because I was a commuter all 4 years from Clarksville, like 30 minutes, so I think that also like kept me a little away between my freshman and sophomore year. Until junior year, I was like, you know what, whatever, I don't care anymore. My sleep schedule was already all over the place, you know. Nothing really mattered.
And moving on to our last question, looking back on the past 4 years, what is something you'd want to tell your freshman self that may be helpful to incoming freshmen or current freshmen?
I'm just like, for the love of God, you're gonna be okay. Like, calm down, take a deep breath. Don't freak out. College is nowhere near as scary as you think it is. Yeah. Your professors are nowhere near as scary as you think they are. Faculty and staff are nowhere near as scary as you think they are. Everyone that is on this campus is just another person who is trying to make it through and get to the next step, whether that's graduation as a student or whether that's like getting through campaigns and programs with faculty and staff. Don't be afraid of people, and don't be afraid to fail, because there's going to be things, whether it's a class or whether it's a test or whether it's something that you try to do in an organization, you're going to fail. And I feel like that's something that you should be comforted in. I feel like I had a really bad fear of failure coming in here. But failure is a learning opportunity as long as you choose to learn from it. So I think that college is a great opportunity to learn, to make mistakes, to grow up. Don't feel like you have to come in as an adult with everything all together and like you have to know everything before you talk to anyone. Just chill out. It's gonna be okay.
Don't freak out. I kind of tell myself that I'm just a chill guy. I just go to class, do my thing, don't really worry about anything. Before, like, the first two semesters, I was freaking out, like, oh my god, we're finally late to class. What if the professor does this, what if the professor does that? Now I'm just like, cool.
Yeah, that's one thing. Yeah, that's definitely one thing I was like scared of. I was like, oh, these professors, they're gonna be super hard on me. Like, these classes are gonna be really difficult. But then I ended up having one professor who, like, I'm not gonna say who it was, obviously, but like, he canceled class one day. He was like, yeah, I was up playing Minecraft, and I realized that tomorrow morning I have responsibilities, so class is canceled. And so it's like, it's so funny because like in high school they're like, your professors won't let this slide in college or whatever, but like a lot of the time your professors want to see you succeed. Like, they're not going to try to hold you back from success as long as they see that you're willing to put in that effort and time to get that success. They won't hold you back from it, and they'll give you as many opportunities as you need, unless it gets to a certain point, obviously. Yeah. But they'll be leaning on you, they'll be very understanding of like whatever circumstances you have going on, and so they want to see you succeed. They're not going to try to hold you back from success, because as much as the next person. Tech is a big, like, family, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And so they're almost like your parents, your friends, your peers, like, whoever it may be, they want to see you succeed. Mm-hmm. And so your professors are someone you could always go to for, like, assistance and, like, be open with them. As long as you're honest, a lot of the time they'll understand. Like, one time I had a really bad migraine one morning, and so I ended up missing 2 exams that day. Mm-hmm. And then I emailed my professors. I was like, I missed class because I had a really bad migraine, just couldn't get out of bed. And then, like, they knew that I, like, never missed a single class. I always turned in assignments on time. They saw it. I was, like, putting in time and effort. Yeah. And so they ended up being really understanding. They're like, you know, it's fine. Just come into my office hours, complete the test then, and everything will be good.
Yeah, I had that happen, too. But I also can't tell you how many times I have FaceTimed or called my professors freaking out because I think I'm a failed nursing school. It's not even that. Sometimes I'll text them, be like, hey, what if I don't graduate? And I'll even FaceTime, like, great. You end up like, tell me what's wrong.
I've definitely cried in an office hour or two. Like, I won't lie. Like, I've sat with a professor or two and been like, I'm so stressed out. And they're like, calm down.
Everything's gonna be okay. Like,
no, because I feel like being first gen is a part of that. Because, yeah, like, you come in and you don't know what to expect. Like, you watch, like, movies, and it's, yeah, like the professors that, like, lock you out of the classroom if you're 0.2 mm-hmm. seconds late. And instead, I had, like, one time I had a professor that was like, I don't feel like doing anything today. We're gonna look at political Twitter. And I was like, you know what? Yeah. Like, that's great. And so I've definitely had a professor or two that's, like, a little bit, like, harder mm-hmm. on their rules and their policies. But even those people, they do it out of a want for you to be successful. And even if you, like, as long as you interact with those people and you're trying your best, yeah, it's going
to
be okay.
It also depends on the curriculum. Sometimes they have to be harder because mm-hmm. the curriculum is just hard. Like, anatomy and physiology, that is, I don't even want to speak about that. But, like, the professors, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, I'll text them before my first ever clinical. I texted them after my last clinical yesterday, and I said, bro, today's my last clinical. I'm finally over it. No more free labor. And they're like, congratulations, yay. Or sometimes if I completed a nursing skill that I failed in the past, I'd be like, hey, guess what? I did this successfully. They're like, yay, Izzy, you're doing great. I'm like, thanks.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, shout out graphic communications. That class was so stressful for me. Like, it was so hard because it was all about, like, using Adobe InDesign, and I couldn't figure it out for the life of me. And my professor was like, are you okay? Like, are you gonna? And then eventually, like, I think the last 6 weeks of class, I finally, like, got down and shot through my entire portfolio, and she was like, I'm so proud of you. Thank you.
There was also one time in class, we had, I think it was last semester, we were all so stressed, and the professor just walks in, but, like, I was gonna teach class today, but instead we're gonna do yoga. So we do, like, yoga and some, like, mental desanitizing stuff, and a whole class period, and she's like, all right, now go home, take a nap, and then we'll come back tomorrow and get right back deep into it. And we're like, okay.
Yeah. Like, your professors care about you a lot more than you'll expect them to coming in. Like, they care about your well-being, and they care about your future and your success.
Yeah, so they are the best thing about tech.
Great.
Thank you all for joining us here on First Gen Table Talks, and thank you to you two for being such amazing guests and coming on to the podcast.
Thank you for being an amazing host.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, and good luck with graduation. Good luck with these next 4 weeks. It's finals are coming up, so be ready for those.
I have a final in a week.
Oh.
Yeah, my final portfolio for PR writing is coming up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, please make sure to check us out on Instagram at ATU Campus Life. Our office is located inside the Student Vomit Center in Doc Bryan 171. Don't be scared to come by.
You better come by.
Yeah.